Ever wonder why other companies keep their prices under lock and key? What are they hiding, right? Well, at Best Buy Windows and Siding, we believe in transparent pricing.
Zero is your hero at Best Buy Windows and Siding. Zero down, 0% financing, making your dream home upgrade a breeze. Picture this, 10 custom windows for only $59.50.
That's right, and it gets better. A lifetime warranty at no extra charge.
Call 469-WINDOWS. That's 469-WINDOWS. Or visit BestBuyWindowsAndSiding.com.
Best Buy Windows and Siding.
Spring is at our doorstep, and so are the season's greatest savings at Denton Mazda. Take advantage of exceptional offers on our entire lineup of over 400 new Mazdas, like 0% APR financing on all new 2024 Mazda CX-30 and CX-50 turbo models. That's 0% APR financing. Plus, your new Mazda will be ready for every spring adventure with complimentary maintenance for a whole year. Shop our entire inventory online anytime at DentonMazda.com. For more information, call 940-263-1597.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, as you know, I have a radio show. It is simulcast on Rumble and Getter and on Newsmax, too. Today, it was a full show. I had the candidate for Republican Party chairman of Texas, one of them anyway, and then I had the Attorney General of Missouri talking about this free speech fight at the Supreme Court, and then the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Texas came on to talk about SB4. And the controversy, this judicial ping pong that we're being put through with this thing. Here's how the conversation went. Well, folks, it's been an eventful show, hasn't it? You're going to be so armed with knowledge today. First off, you were clued in on what's going on with the ideological struggle inside the Republican Party, conservatives versus pro-Democrat Republicans. Then the fight for free speech. Your ability to demand a redress of grievances from your government is at stake and in front of the Supreme Court. And now one of the consequences of all of that, of course, the massive illegal immigration crises been dished up by the federal government that our states are suffering and our people are suffering under right now. And few states have risen up like Texas to actually push back on all the damage being done, not just to our own state, but to every state in the union. And from our governor to our lieutenant governor to the attorney general to, yes, even reluctantly, some of them in the Texas legislature. Let me bring on the aforementioned Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to talk about the efforts to get SB4 actually enacted. Lieutenant Governor, would you please say hello to an audience that knows you very well, the voice of Texas, yeah, but also Newsmax 2, which is around the rest of the country. It's good to have you, sir.
Great to be with you, Chris. So my neck is a little sore from whiplash overnight. Let me set this up so everybody, and some people are waking up and saying, what? I thought the Supreme Court said it was law.
Yep.
And how can a court below them overturn the Supreme Court? So here's what happened. And I still feel very good about the law that I wrote with Charles Perry and our legal team, the Senate Bill 4, at the end of last session, to allow us to arrest and send back people back across the border or put them in jail. And we'll get to the merits of the bill in a moment. But what happened was we passed the bill at the end of the year, last year. A local court, a district court, the Democrats went judge shopping. They found a Democrat to say, nah, this is a bad bill. It's not constitutional. And so, of course, it was going to be appealed. But the Supreme, so the Fifth Circuit comes in, a three-judge panel. I think there's 17 judges on the Fifth. Three-judge panel. And they ruled 2-1. There was a Biden judge appointed, a Bush judge, and a Trump judge. They voted 2-1 that it could become law, Chris. This was on March 2nd, not that long ago, while it went through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Biden administration appealed that to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, as you know, on Monday around 4 p.m. said, no, it can't become law. We're going to override the Fifth Circuit. It can't become law until it's finally settled. And then within 24 hours, the next day, yesterday, they vote 6-3 that it can become law.
Yeah.
So then, and by the way, we feel very good about that decision for the long term here.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, around 9 or 10 o'clock sometime, the Fifth Circuit, with a new three-judge panel, a Biden, a Bush, and a Trump-appointed judge, they vote 2-1 that it can't become law. So you've had it. It's no law. Oh, well, it can be a law while we're going through the process. No, this, it can't be a law while we're going through the process. Yes, it can, 6-3. And then the Fifth Circuit says, no, it can't. So now there's a hearing at 10 a.m. this morning by this three-judge panel, and they'll hear from both sides, Ken Paxton, the attorney general, and his team, and the Biden administration. Whatever happens this morning at 10 o'clock or whenever they make the decision, I don't know if they'll make it today, tomorrow, next week, but when this three-judge panel makes a decision, whoever loses is then going to say, wait a minute, I want all the judges of the Fifth Circuit to hear it. And then whoever loses that case is going to go back to the Supreme Court. And based on the vote we had, nothing is for certain, but that 6-3 vote was a very positive development. And I said yesterday, yeah, look, this has to go through the process before the final decision. But no one thought the Fifth Circuit was going to flip last night at 10 o'clock.
No, and least of all me. And I've got to be honest with you, Lieutenant Governor. This ping pong, this judicial ping pong,
yeah,
you're right, whiplash. But it seems to me, and I think the rest of the country is reading it the same way, that our government is bending over backwards to continue to victimize our own people and to legitimize the massive importation of 10 to 12 million illegal aliens from 168 countries, and that we have to endure that punishment in this country. They're trying to normalize that. Am I reading that wrong?
You know, Chris, I don't know that I agree or can disagree. Look, I don't know the reasons. You know, I'm not a lawyer. I've got a great legal team and know lots of lawyers. And yeah, the few that I talked to last night and earlier today, everyone is kind of scratching their head of saying, what's going on here? It gets very, you know, there's an administrative delay, then there's another delay once you hear an administrative stay, and once you hear the evidence stay. And so this is very complicated, and I think that the fact that the Supreme Court, the fact that the Fifth Circuit said, no, this can become law, and now that it's come back from the Supreme Court supporting that, for them to switch is just odd. Now, it's three different judges, three different judges. So one of those judges saw it differently in the first panel, but they're going to hear evidence this time and the course be laid out. So I hope, Chris, and we wrote it believing it was constitutional, because what the Constitution says, Chris, and I know the listeners have heard this many times, but what it says is, you know, only the federal government can deal with border issues unless a state's invaded. And what we're saying is we're clearly invaded now by land, by sea, by air. We know there are thousands of drones in the air, according to the military. We already were seeing them. We know they're coming by sea. They've been doing that for years, coming into Florida with drugs and illegal immigrants. And we know the 10 million have come by land since Biden's open border policy,
yep,
started. And we know this is, it may not be an army from Mexico, but it's a well-organized cartel that's doing it. Everything is coordinated. It's purposeful, and so we believe we're being invaded. People are dying, whether it's a drunk driver, illegal immigrant, which you see in the newspaper all the time, or the Lake and Rileys and other innocent citizens who have been killed,
right,
thousands from fentanyl,
right,
the law enforcement have been killed at the hands of gang members, on and on and on. And so we clearly believe we're being invaded. I've been saying this for years, by the way, but I clearly believe that. The bill is written that way. And it appears, and I can't speak for the court, obviously, but the 6-3 vote yesterday saying that this could become law is at least a positive step that the Supreme Court may be listening to that argument.
Well, I hope that your read, by the way, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of the great state of Texas, our guest right now, folks, I hope your read is a future indication of where this law will go. And if it is implemented, we're already hearing from Mexico that if, because part of the provisions of this bill, Texas can detain, Texas can arrest, and Texas can, in some cases, deport illegal aliens who are in this state illegally. And Mexico has said, they don't want to take these individuals back. They're cool with allowing them to traverse their territory so they can break into America, but they don't want to take all these individuals from 168 countries back. To which I would say it would be appropriate for Texas to say, well, I guess we don't want to take your trucks, you know, coming in with all of those deliveries from Mexico. I mean, Texas does have a lot of power and a ability to persuade, doesn't it?
Yeah. And Chris, the actual, the proper words, and many people say this, that our law doesn't say deport. We send them back. There's a little difference there in the law. But what our law does, so let's say this first, so everybody understands. If you cross illegally and we see you, local law enforcement, we can arrest you under Senate Bill 4 that I wrote with Senator Charles Perry. We can arrest you, and we bring you in, we run a background check, take your fingerprints, et cetera, make sure we know if you're a potential terrorist or if you're a criminal. Mm-hmm. If you're not in those two categories, then the magistrate says you can spend 6 months in jail here in Texas, or we can take you back to the bridge and you go back over to Mexico. If they come back, if that person who's not a criminal comes back a second time, then they go to jail in Texas for years. If you're a criminal, depending on your level of crime, and if it's a state crime, federal crime, terrorist watch list, then you either go to ICE or you're arrested and we're holding you. It depends on the crime. So it allows our law enforcement to do that for the first time ever. That's why it was such an historic decision yesterday, and they broke in. I mean, they were breaking into the news. I know I was on Fox in the middle of the hearings yesterday with the general. So that's what the law does. And so, Chris, this is clear that we have a right to do this. We believe it's constitutional, and we believe we'll prevail.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is our guest. And folks, before some of you around the country may not know, but before he was in government, he was also he was in media. I'd like you to address, Lieutenant Governor, the biased press who classifies SB4 as a quote unquote controversial bill.
Yeah.
When most Americans look at it as quote common sense, doesn't that show the disconnect that the American people have with the biased press? And the biased press isn't really looking out for us, are they?
No. Look, the media has sold out. Mainstream media that once upon a time, I'm thinking now back to my childhood, it's been that long, and I've been around for a while, that, you know, you could trust them, that they were delivering the news.
Yeah.
And now you just can't trust MSNBC, CNN, most of the print newspapers in the country. You just can't, and the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, because there's two ways. Look, I spent 30, 40 years in broadcasting, television, and radio. Look, there's two ways you can handle a story. You can either misstate the facts or use words like this controversial bill or whatever it may be, or you just leave it out of your newscast. You just don't even talk about it, like we've seen on many stories that the left doesn't want us to hear. It's a really dangerous time in America, Chris, when you can't, when the average citizen, and that includes me, by the way, when I see the news, is that true or not true? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to check it out. Well, that doesn't sound right.
True.
There's no, if it weren't for Fox, if it weren't for Talk Radio, if it weren't for Newsmax and a few other outlets, there would be no truth being told. In fact, some of these stories, the border's really never even been covered, by the networks. Think about this, Chris. When Lake and Riley, that poor young lady, was killed by that illegal immigrant, they told the story on most of the networks without saying he was here illegal because they didn't want to say that.
Right.
So that's kind of where we are. And so people really have to dig hard to find the truth, listen to talk radio and watch Newsmax and watch Fox and the other outlets that do that. But it's sad. The same thing on the way Trump is treated, the way Biden's treated, the way Hunter Biden's treated, the way Don Jr. and Eric Trump and the Trump family. It's just two different standards, and it's not right. This is the way, Pravda, Russia has their own media arm, and Biden has their own media arm. And by the way, on this bill, Fort Worth, the police department immediately came out yesterday and said, well, we're not going to enforce this. And Dade Phelan, who we're trying to remove as a speaker, and David Covey to win that race over there at Beaumont, he immediately came out, Dade Phelan came out and said, well, they need to follow the law. It's Texas law. Yeah, the law that he didn't vote for, the law that he ridiculed.
Yes.
That's Dade Phelan. talking tough and doing nothing.
Exactly. And of course, in the camp of the Democrats, he was their chosen Republican, and that's what makes him incredibly dangerous for the state of Texas. Yeah. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, sir, I appreciate you carving out time, and I think a lot of people around the country have received a pretty good education about what this bill does. In Texas, I've said this of our governor, that Governor Abbott is more a president than Joe Biden is, because he's actually working to actually protect us, whereas Joe Biden is making us all less safe. Before I let you go, can you just comment very quickly on the fact the FBI is saying it's not a matter of if, but when a terrorist attack occurs in this country because of that open border?
I can't talk about anything that's classified. All I can say is it is common sense. It is common sense to understand that we've arrested up close to 300 people on the terrorist watch list. We know that the one illegal immigrant arrested about 3 weeks ago got here from Lebanon. He says he's a member of Hezbollah, and he was going to New York to build a bomb.
Yep.
When you have 10 million people that have come across, and most of them are not criminals, are coming here illegally, but most of them are not hard criminals or terrorists, but you've got thousands and thousands that are gang members, et cetera, and in that group, you don't know who you have. You have all these military-age men from 21 to 40, basically, Chris. There are dangerous people crossing this border, and Joe Biden obviously doesn't care, because any president worth his weight, you could take a guy off the street and put him in the Oval Office today. Go pick any clear-thinking American citizen and put him in the Oval Office and say, look, all these people are getting killed in America. All this fentanyl is coming in, and we know these terrorists are coming in on the watch list. And anybody would say, no matter what their policies or politics were, they would say, well, wait, we got to stop that. We can't have that. Right. Not Joe Biden.
Yep.
Not Joe Biden. He's worried about making sure the ice cream machine is fixed at McDonald's. Okay. I mean, you know, it's wild. And now they're going to have this rule, you know, no one's buying EVs anymore because we know electric vehicles, they don't go far, as Trump says.
I know.
But now they're going to pass his agency is going to pass an order that basically will get rid of all automobiles and trucks on the road that we have today that are electric, get rid of them in 5 years because they're going to put such restrictions on the tailpipe emission. And this is, you know, they're trying to regulate everything we do in life. And this is going to end in November. Donald Trump's going to win the election. That border will be closed down the first day, and he's going to start deporting people. And there would have been a time, Chris, in America where, in blue states particularly, and in some red states, people say, no, you can't round all the people, send them back. People around America are fed up with
yes,
the millions
sir.
Here illegally taking over their cities.
Yes, sir.
And
they are very much in the mood for justice, which we've been denied. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, sir, thanks for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chris.
That puts a wrap on this special bonus content of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Big stories, big issues. And I wanted to make sure you folks had it right away. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society is worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. As always, stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.